business news now from Adam Maguire.
Thanks, Mary. Well, as we've been hearing, EU goods are set to be subject to a 20% tariff in the US in a matter of days. And while pharmaceuticals have been excluded for now, it still represents the most significant change in global trade in many decades and a significant challenge to Ireland's attractiveness to investors. IDA Ireland is tasked with attracting international investment here. Its CEO, Michael Lohan, is on the line. And Michael, your reaction to last night's announcement, first and foremost.
Good morning, Adam. Yes, so I think what we've seen last night is a significant shift in global policy, well flagged, undoubtedly. But I suppose what we have to now contend with is we have some detail, obviously, in terms of the percentages, but more clarity will be required over the coming days and weeks. And I think we're going to continue to see a dynamics within the trading world.
As you say, well flagged. So what are you doing now to reassure companies that might be re-evaluating their Irish operations?
So I think that there's a number of things we're doing. First of all, I think the strengths of Ireland are well established and proven. The productivity, the innovation, the skills that are here. Ultimately, when you look at international companies and US companies in particular, they need international markets. They need international hubs to grow those markets. And maybe what highlights that clearly to my point of view is that if you look at all of the exports from the FDI sector here in Ireland, 85% of those goods and services actually serve markets outside of North America. So we have a real strong point in terms of an entry point. And what we need to make sure is we continue to double down on those strengths. And we also are staying very close to our clients to ensure to make sure there's a two-way flow in terms of information. And secondly, as well as any challenges that we're aware of those so we could bring them to the attention of government and indeed in the European Commission.
Do you accept that this makes Ireland a far less attractive place now for US firms to invest?
So I think what we've seen overnight is actually a complete change in the globe. So it's not just Ireland. I think it's across the entire. And remember, we compete on an international basis. And yes, it's counterproductive. And we have always said that from an IDA perspective, you know, it's going to impact innovation. It's going to drive inflation, as we know as well. I think we may already be seeing elements of that happening in the US market. But it's going to make sure that we have to focus on our strengths and ensure that we bring those strengths to the fore. And I believe we can because we've shown the agility and the responsiveness in past areas. And I've no doubt we will do the same because industrial policy here in Ireland has been very agile. And indeed, the clients we have our leading clients, both from an FDI perspective and indeed an indigenous perspective.
You say this is a global issue, but it's not entirely equal across the board. We saw that the tariff being placed on UK goods is 10%. It's now a very clear advantage to firms who set up in the North rather than the Republic. They have access to the EU, the UK, and now lower tariffs to the US as well.
There is, and you, I suppose, and this is where it comes down to maybe some time to reflect and consider the tariff percentages as they sit, the rationale for, you know, one percentage over another. And you're correct, the UK have a 10% rate, and obviously that's something different on the island of Ireland at this juncture. But we've also seen, I suppose, very large tariffs being imposed in other parts of the world. So I think we potentially will see some shift and change in terms of supply chains, what that looks like. And remember, as well, it's important that when companies look to make investments internationally, they look across a number of factors. A number of those factors will talk about productivity, innovation and skills availability. And Ireland has real strengths in those areas.
But Northern Ireland would tick a lot of those boxes as well and now has that advantage on tariffs.
It possibly would, but I'm not sure that Northern Ireland would have the same level of strength and depth as we have in the South, built over many years. Like, we have many decades of scaling international companies across multiple sectors. You know, you mentioned life sciences in your introduction, across technology, the hubs that we have, high value engineering and international financial services. We have a global hub in innovation and in enterprise here in Ireland. And I think that's a strength that we need to make sure we focus on. And yes, we need to make sure that from an Ireland perspective and a government perspective and set out in our new strategy, we need to focus on those areas of growth because there are real areas of growth for the future in AI, in semiconductor, in healthcare. And it's interesting that a number of those elements were carved out as well from last night.
Whatever about the long-term impact of these tariffs, the expectation is that they will have an immediate effect on companies' future plans. So how much did investment fall by in the first 3 months of the year from the US?
So if we look at investment decisions over the last period, we've certainly been in a period where there's been a lot of uncertainty. And what we know in investments is uncertainty leads to lack of decision. And we've seen lacks of decisions over the last quarter. But we are seeing very strong investment in R&D. We're seeing strong investment in the skills agenda. They continue at a pace, actually, within our approval process. What I will hope we're seeing at this juncture is, now that we have details and we're starting to bring some clarity, I believe we're going to start to see decisions flow again, because, as I mentioned, companies need international presence and they need to build capacity.
So a lack of decision making. By what extent? How much was investment down year on year in the first quarter?
In the first quarter, I would say on capital investments, we saw a slowdown in capital investments.
To what extent? Apparent.
I'd say you're looking somewhere between 30 to 50% in the first quarter. But overall, if you think about R&D investments, if you think about sustainable investment and upskilling, they continue at a pace. So our numbers actually are and have remained quite strong, but the mix has been somewhat different, would be fair to say, Adam.
Michael Lohan, CEO of ID Ireland, thank you very much for that.